It is a Tuesday. What do we do on Tuesdays? We go to FHN, Dial a Doc program, and today we're talking to Tracy Love, clinical nurse leader. And Tracy, good to talk to you again. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Today we're going to talk about COVID-19 vaccinations. And let's see, COVID-19, of course, and the vaccinations on top of everybody's list, the to-do list right now. The question today, Tracy, is FHN now doing these vaccinations?
Yes, we are. We are providing vaccination by appointment only.
And how do people get an appointment and get signed up for this?
Right now, we're recommending you go to our website, FHN.org. You're going to click on vaccination process, read more from our homepage. This is going to place you on a waiting list. And then what we will do is we will call to schedule when we have an appointment available.
All right. And can they sign up anywhere else other than you at FHN in the Freeport area?
You know, the Senior Resource Center and the Stevenson County Health Department have been previously creating lists. Right now, we're calling everyone over 65 on the Senior Resource Center list to schedule appointments.
Okay. What about Walgreens or Rite Aid or the pharmacies out there? What have you heard about that?
You know, we're encouraging people to sign up on multiple lists, including our local pharmacies, to try to get, to take the first available shot that you can get.
Okay, and so now should people sign up on the FHN website? If they're already on the list with Senior Resource Center or the Senior County Health Department or other organizations, should they also sign up on your website or not?
Yeah, you know, we really are recommending that. I think at this point, you know, we're trying to make sure that our area is getting vaccinated. So, yes, I would recommend being able to get on multiple lists at this time and make sure that you're signing up on FHN, too.
All right, good. What if a person can't register for a waiting list online? Kids, grandkids, all of that can try helping, but what if they don't make any headway there?
You bet. So here at FHN, we also have a call-in number. They can call 815-599-6412, and an FHN team member will help them to get added to our waiting list.
All right, 815-599-6412. Is that the number?
Yes.
All right. What do you mean by provided you have the vaccine? I know you've kind of done that little qualifier so far here. What does the supply look like at this point?
So we don't have any control over how many doses we receive every week, and the quantity can also change at the last minute. The problem is there's no standardized way to distribute the vaccines once they reach the states. Every state and every county may have different processes. You know, we know there's a lot of people out there working on fixing this, but in the meantime, what we're asking is people to be flexible and patient, as FHN has to as well. If for any reason a session of our vaccines has to be canceled due to a shortage of vaccine, we'll contact the person and set up another appointment at the earliest possible date. You know, usually we'll try to do that within a week or two of the original date of their appointment.
We're talking to Tracy Love. She's the clinical nurse leader. We're talking about FHN and the COVID-19 vaccinations today. Tracy, probably part of the issue here, I would assume, is that because these initial vaccines require two shots, that means that when you schedule the first appointment, you have to have the other second vaccine already for that person, ready for their second appointment, because they get their second appointment right away when they get their first shot, right?
Right. So at FHN, what we're doing is once somebody has come in to get their first vaccine, we are scheduling that second shot for them as well. And we want to tell everybody, you know, it's really important to return to the same place you receive your first shot to ensure that you get the right vaccine at the right time for that second dose. That's really key to these vaccines.
All right. And where am I at here in terms of when are the appointments now being scheduled?
So we are scheduling appointments. We're providing vaccines on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 1 week, and then Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday on the next week. And then we're continuing to alternate those times. And that's just so that we can try to be flexible for everyone for their schedules.
And when will people going to be called when it's their turn?
So when it's their turn, we will be making those phone calls. One thing I want everybody to know, too, is make sure that if you're on a list, if you see a phone call come through, sometimes the phone call may come through as an unidentified, but you may see 815-599. If you see that number come up, that very well could be us calling. I know there's a lot of spam out there right now, too, with phone calls. You can always hang up on a spam call if it's not FHN, but definitely be looking, if you know you're on a list, be looking for a possible phone call.
All right. And now what happens if you can't get a hold of someone who's on your list? You tried, but you can't get a hold of them.
So we will try to call. We'd like to leave a message if possible. So definitely make sure that you have enough space on your voicemail or your answering machine so that we can get a message to you to call us back. If we're not able to reach someone, unfortunately, they will have to go to the bottom of our list as we continue to make more calls for the community.
All right. Okay. We're talking to Tracy Love, clinical nurse leader, talking about the very important item of COVID-19 vaccinations, which are now happening in Stevenson County, and FHN is doing those. The question is, what if someone's on another list, but then they get called in the meantime? What should they do?
You know, it's really up to them and their schedule preference. You know, we want everybody to get vaccinated as soon as possible. So if another location or time works better, that's okay. Otherwise, you know, be assured that you would be on our list, and we're going to welcome you at your next scheduled appointment. If you do go somewhere else, though, please call FHN. Let us know that you are canceling that appointment so that we can schedule another member of our community for the vaccine.
Where are these vaccinations being done?
So we have a permanent location at our building on Dirk Drive in Freeport. This is just south of the State Bank, and it's kind of down by the former Penny store. There's clear signage on Dirk Drive to let you know that this is where the vaccines are.
And what about the second shot for vaccines that require two? Again, tell us about that.
So if you have a second shot scheduled, we will schedule that for you at your first vaccine visit so that you are ready to go. The biggest thing, again, you know, I just really want to let everybody know that you want to make sure that where you got your first shot is where you're going to go back to get your second shot, because you want to make sure you're getting the right vaccine at the right time.
Okay. Now, do you have to be a certain age in order to get on a list now at this point?
Currently, you know, and that's been varying by state as well. Right now, if you're 65 or older, these are calls that we're making at this time.
All right. Okay. And is there anything else, Tracy, about this very important time frame here now with the early vaccinations? Anything else people should remember at this time?
Yeah, when they're attending a vaccination appointment, please make sure you bring your photo ID. It doesn't have to be a driver's license. It's just the ID. We're using it to confirm your appointment only. There's no other purpose behind that. Make sure that you're wearing your mask, and please do not arrive too early, only about 5 minutes before your appointment. And we look forward to seeing everybody.
All right, good. Very important time. Great that it's happening. Really appreciate it. I know you're very busy. Thanks for taking some time out this morning to be here today, Tracy. And we'll talk again soon, all right?
Great. Thank you so much.
All right, Tracy Love, clinical nurse leader here today, FHN, on the FHN Dial the Doc program. The preceding brought to you today by FHN.